This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Single-cup coffee machine maker Keurig is trying to fight off competition. A new lawsuit from competitor Treehouse Foods suggests Keurig is preparing a new coffee maker that would try and prevent you from using coffee packets made by other companies. How? It involves a class of technologies called digital rights management, better known for their use on things like DVDs and, at one time, audio CDs. New York University professor Christopher Sprigman is author of the book The Knockoff Economy. Christopher, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What is the argument of the manufacturer here?
Well, what's going on with Keurig is that back, about 20 years ago, they invented the K-Cup, which is a little plastic cup of coffee that's become really popular. And the patents that they got on the K-Cup expired in 2012. So what Keurig wants to do is they want to come out with a new generation of machines to essentially lock you into the K-Cups that are supplied by Keurig and its licensees.
How would they do it?
One way to do it is to put a very inexpensive little microchip into the K-Cups, and the microchip sends some signals to the machine, and then the machine turns on.
As a law professor, what does this example have you thinking about in terms of closed systems and companies that try and maintain these closed systems?
I think this is bad for consumers, and it's also bad for innovation. There's a company that makes K-Cups now, and these K-Cups are biodegradable. You know, if Keurig is able to monopolize the provision of coffee for its very popular machines, incentives of other firms to innovate in areas like this are suppressed, and I don't think that's good for the economy.
What is the weirdest example of this?
I'll tell you one weird example I saw was garage door openers. A large maker of garage door openers built a DRM system into their remotes,
okay.
And they tried to force their customers essentially to buy replacement remotes only from them. Again, I think it's a bad move for consumers.
Christopher Sprigman is co-director of the Engelberg Center on Innovation Law and Policy. Christopher, thank you very much.
My pleasure.